setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It's all about you. Why? Because you were created to fill a unique role. You are needed, and you must do it. In other words, somebody out there needs you to be you. So let's get about the business of getting clear on what it is that you were created to do. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. The number, ask at kencoleman.com is the email. All right, let's get started with Patty, who's on the line in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Patty, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello.
Hi, Patty.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
How can I help today?
I was looking to see how my husband might be able to stand out to get his dream job in Antarctica.
Oh, my. Now, what is this dream job in Antarctica? I haven't even said that in a long time. I don't even know if I said that right. Antarctica, there we go. What is the dream job?
He wants to just go to Antarctica, and right now he's working as an assistant warehouse supervisor. So he's hoping warehouse work. He wants to be support staff.
Okay, now, has he done the research and identified how many warehouses there are in Antarctica?
Yes, he is looking to work at the McMurdo station.
Okay. All right. So he's identified it. Now, are they hiring?
They are. Right now, I think they're mainly looking for cooks and journeymen.
Mm-hmm. So here, this is great. So I think he needs to apply for one of those two and learn those skills, or at least get to the point where he knows that they can train him and then he gets in. Because, you know, this is a situation with it being so far away and so few opportunities in Antarctica, then I would take one of those two and get in, knowing that the next time a warehousing support role pops up, they already know him and like him, and he tells them, hey, I'm willing to come in and do this. Eventually, I want to do this for you all. And so it's, you know, it's proximity. He gets in the actual organization, but that's what he needs to try to do. So as far as standing out, you know, what are the qualifications for those two positions?
Okay, yeah. He mainly is looking for just the warehouse, and he's applied online.
Right.
And it seems like a lot of this is online, so I'm not sure how he goes about meeting people or getting in with somebody.
Okay, well, but hold on. Did you hear what I just said, though? You told me that there's no position open for warehousing right now, correct?
I don't think so. Not that they're advertising.
Okay,
my point is general applications.
Okay, but my point is he needs to just go ahead and take whatever they can offer right now if he's that serious.
Okay.
Now before we go much further, I the curiosity is killing me. So,
okay.
Are you going with him?
No.
Well, then is this a short-term play?
Not necessarily. He was in the Navy before.
Okay.
When we first met, and he was on submarine.
Okay.
So he actually crossed the Arctic Circle on the submarine.
Okay.
So it's kind of just a dream to go to Antarctica.
And you're fine with this? You're fine with him leaving you?
Oh, yeah. We're at a great place right now. That's why if he's going to do it, it would be great to do it within the next few years.
Yeah. Okay. So so if everything is online, I would just challenge you, and he's not on the phone with us, but you can go back and say to him, that's why you called. You want me to give him some advice that you can transfer. So, first of all, he needs to see if he can get somebody on the phone. I just got to believe that he can get somebody on the phone. I just got to believe it. I just don't know how he can't get somebody on the phone at that company. There can't be a ton of people going after these jobs. It just can't be. Am I missing something?
That's what I'm wondering. You wouldn't think so, but when you do look on Facebook, a lot of people are interested,
all right,
especially former military.
Okay, but here's the deal. First step is he needs to try to get somebody on the phone and tell him exactly what he wants to do. and then he needs to try to make the connection that way. He needs to ask around. Now, that was going to be hard to try to make a connection there, but, you know, he needs to try to play that 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, see if he finds somebody, you know, somebody over there. But if he doesn't, here's the other thing that I would do. If he really wants to fulfill this dream, this is such a unique situation. I would go over there. I'd save up. And if I were him, I'd fly over there and I'd walk in. What are they going to do? It's not like people are showing up off the street over there very often. So that would send a pretty strong message. This is a lifelong dream of former military. He has his resume with him, all these great references and all these other things. And he just walks in there and says, hey, I want to be here so bad that I flew here just for the hopes that I could get an opportunity. And if there's no warehousing opportunity, I'll go for the journeyman role or the cook role with the hopes of getting in the warehouse. Because to me, it doesn't seem like the work is that big of a play. It's much more he wants to kind of live there and work there. Doesn't sound to me like it's the actual role that's driving him. Am I right?
Correct. It's the current role he's in. He knows, he feels he really could be of help.
Yeah, but he just wants to be, the guy just wants to be in Antarctica is what it boils down to. And if he's got a job while he's there, then he feels better about this little adventure.
Correct.
All right, then I'd hop on a plane and I would fly. It's part of the adventure. So I'd go ahead and save up. If he's got the cash, go ahead and buy the ticket, fly over there and show up one day and blow those people away. And they'll probably give him the job. He's just trying to fund the adventure.
I didn't think about that to go to the hiring location, company doing the hiring.
Oh, yeah. Walk right in there. Say, hey, I didn't feel good about an online application. I thought I'd show you how passionate I am about being here myself. That's going to send quite a message. That's exactly what I would do. Yikes. I'm just thinking about how cold, you know. But, I mean, if he wants to go ice fishing and I don't know. What are you swimming with penguins? Try to ride a walrus? That's probably not a thing. Those things are huge. You ever seen a walrus in a zoo? Yikes. Well, you know what? Great. I love that. If Patty's on board, guy wants to go to Antarctica, go to Antarctica. Don't apply online. I mean, I'd walk in the door with all of my bags and everything. That's exactly what I'd do. I'd walk in with all my luggage. And just show up. I'm here. I want to be on this continent. You know? I mean, you're probably going to get the job. Just say, I'll cook. How hard could it be to cook for those that, you know what I mean? Tonight we've got fish. Tomorrow night we have fish. The next night we're going to do burgers. We're going to do spaghetti. Pizza. I mean, come on. It's not like this is big time cooking. If you just want to go pay for the adventure, that's what I do. I love that. Man, that's crazy. Now, see, I was thinking about this, Joe, during the call. Madison, I was thinking about it. I couldn't help myself. I was listening to her, and I was thinking, if I was going to do this, it's just about going somewhere and spending time in a place that you're fascinated by. That's what this boils down to. She admitted that. Where would I want to go? And I'm going to tell you, I don't know. We don't have time to uncover this in the show. We've got to get to calls. But I can tell you this, it'd be a place where I could wear shorts and sandals every day. You follow me, Joe? It would be very tropical. You know what I mean? T-shirt, shorts, sandals. This would be the daily routine. That I could get into for a while. Then I'd have to get back to routine. Don't go anywhere. More of the Ken Coleman Show and your calls about the role you were created to play. That all continues right around the corner. Hey, there's been a lot of buzz lately about Phil from ZipRecruiter. There's been a lot of thank you Phils going around the internet. Stephanie said, Phil, you made my job search a priority and you stuck with me throughout the whole process. I couldn't have done it without you. That Phil sounds like someone you want in your corner, especially for the easier and the best job search. That's why I endorse ZipRecruiter. If you want Phil to help you discover the right job, find out at ZipRecruiter.com. That's ZipRecruiter.com. Putting a little purpose in the talk radio. This is the Ken Coleman Show. It's all about you. We believe you were created to fill a unique role. That means you're needed and you must do it. Simple philosophy and methodology. The methodology part is we look at what you do best and what you love to do most. And we help you figure out how you can use those talents, strengths, and skills. That's what you do best. To do the work that brings you great meaning. The results of the work give you tremendous significance. That is passion. You use what you do best to do what you love to do most. Let's get about helping you get that clarity so that you can confidently step forward and courageously stay on the path. 844-747-2577 is the number. We go to Norman, who's on the line in Los Angeles, California. Norman, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy to. How can I help today?
Well, sir, you know, I've been lining up my skills, been lining up my passions, and that intersection is where I'm really stuck.
Okay. Well, let's work on it. Tell me skills first, top talents, things you do best.
Skills, I'm an aerospace engineer. I opened my own business, not in engineering per se, actually a learning center back in my hometown where I teach youth and adults. So, you know, teaching people.
All right, now hold on a second. Hold on a second. We'll get back to the list. Is this a side hustle? Is this a side hustle right now, this learning center?
It is a side hustle, yes. Right out of college, I worked for the Air Force. I did that for 3 years. And
How long have you been operating this learning center?
For the last 4 years.
And are you making money?
I'm making enough money, yes.
Great. And what are you primarily teaching in the learning center? Is there a specialty or is this a general type situation?
It's a general type situation. It's a supplemental learning for youth and it's occupational learning for adults.
Okay, so tutorial type stuff so parents can bring their kids in. They need the extra attention after school or something like that?
Exactly.
And then when you say occupational learning, I just want to make sure I totally understand that. What is that for adults?
Well, it is specialized learning for adults that want to go into network engineering field, other specialty certification type skills.
Great. Okay. Boy, I think this is going to be a fun call, Norman, but we'll see. Let's play this out. Let's go back to the talent. You said you're an aerospace engineer, so that has its own bucket of ridiculous talents. Obviously, you teach well. What are the other top things you do? You were finishing the list, and I interrupted you.
Well, the other things I do well, I've said my problem-solving skills.
Mm-hmm.
Being an aerospace engineer, you know, I learned how to problem solve step by step, doing my research.
Yes. What else? Anything else?
From the technical side, I'd say that's it. As far as the business side, you know, learn my business development skills and all that.
Okay.
Running your own business.
All right, let's move over to passion. We're really close on this, Norman. I don't want you to overthink this. You've been doing great so far. I want to know what work, and we're specifically talking about a function. So teaching is a function. It's also a role, right? We're looking at function, role, and we're also looking at outcomes. So what work brings you great joy? You look forward to it, and when you're involved in it, time seems to disappear. And when you're done with it, you look back and go, that was good. What is it?
You know, I don't want to sound cliche, but, you know, it's helping others succeed in some kind of way.
Okay.
So using my abilities and my skills and my knowledge, helping someone grow and then watching that growth turn into something productive.
Yeah, my man, you just gave me a wonderful sentence describing this learning center that you've had for 4 years on the side. And yet you started off this phone call telling me that you're having a hard time finding the intersection of your greatest talent and greatest passion. Seems to me like your sweet spot is similar to this learning center. I'm not saying that that is the only thing. I tell people all the time, folks, this is a great reminder. There's not just one silver bullet job or career. You might change and evolve and grow, but you're still in the sweet spot where you're using your talent, what you do best, to do what you love to do most. So, Norman, what are you uncertain about after you and I just have talked for just a couple minutes here?
Well, you know, doing it so long, I do like to help people, but I'm not the natural teacher per se. Being in the front and being hands-on with everybody, I've learned to step back, hire some people, and I like that secondary role instead of the actual in the mix.
I think you just nailed it. So you told me you love helping others succeed and others grow. That's what you said. And so as the proprietor the entrepreneur, the founder of this school, you now realize, I don't want to be sleeves up in the classroom teaching. I want to be walking by the classrooms, looking in and seeing good teachers help people and know that I'm the engine behind it. Seems to me that's the role.
Yeah, but it's hard to find that role. I can't even think of...
Whoa, wait. What do you mean it's hard to find that role? You've already created the role. You're doing the role. What am I missing here? You're running a learning center. We just got to get you into that full time. As the guy who's running the learning center, are you still teaching?
Not anymore, no. I've hired enough people.
So I'm not being coy. I'm not being sarcastic. What am I missing? I feel like what I just described, and you said, yeah, that's it, but it's hard to find. You've already created it for yourself. Am I missing something?
Well, I'm in the transition right now. My wife and I are moving, and I won't be able to run this learning center anymore. So we're going to be in a different area, and okay. That requires, if I do the same thing, starting all over.
Okay, wait. Are you going to sell the current business?
Yes, I'm going to give it to somebody.
Okay. All right. Whoa. You're giving it to somebody?
I could sell it, but giving it to them because they're taking care of a piece of property that we have.
Okay, all right, that's fine. I'm not trying to question that. I just needed to make sure I heard you. Okay, so again, that's information I didn't have at the start of the call. But again, yeah. Norman, if you want to step into that role, you may have to create it again. Welcome to life. You want somebody to serve it to you on a platter?
That would be nice, right?
Yeah, but that's not what I'm selling, buddy.
Yeah, I know it.
How many years did it take me? Have you heard me talk about my journey? How many years do you think it took me to get to my own national show?
Yeah, I know it. I hear it all the time.
Okay, so you have discovered what your sweet spot is. Does it look different in the next location? Maybe. But the reality is, maybe you're getting involved in a vocational center. Or maybe you go work for somebody that's doing this. I don't know. But you called me for discovery, and I'm telling you, friend, you've discovered it. Welcome to the lottery compared to most people. Most people don't ever figure out what they were created to do. You know what you're created to do. You've done it once. You can do it again. Can it look different, Norman? Yes, it can look different. But wouldn't you love to be getting up every day, all day, and you are doing this work, or you are creating an environment where you are helping others succeed and grow by what they are learning and doing? Doesn't that sound good to you?
Yeah, it really does.
All right. Well, it's doable. Just because the idea hasn't hit you this very moment doesn't mean that we go, oh, let's scrap that and do something else. It's a very important call. So Norman is struggling right now with, well, I don't want to do it all over again like I just did it. Okay. So what are the other options? Are you doing it for somebody else? Are you telling me that nobody else is in the adult learning, occupational training space? Are you telling me that nobody else is in the tutorial space? You're a smart guy. Who's doing it online? Who's winning? Go look at how they're doing it. Listen, I am fine, folks, with you going, that's the party I want to be at. I'm going to go get myself in that party, as opposed to starting your own party. It doesn't have to be entrepreneurial. It doesn't have to be for you. Get where something else is happening that you want to do and get there. There's no excuse for this. Just because it's going to be hard, or just because you got to do it again because you're moving. Well, again, you can do this, and Norman, you know exactly what you were created to do. So now, depending on this new move, this is all about the proximity principle, right? Get around people that are doing it well in the new area. Figure out how they're winning. What's the online model? Start something today, like in the next hour. All right, folks, coming up, more of your calls. Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Running alongside of you as you chase down the dream. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. A different kind of talk radio show. It's time we had a talk radio show that actually talks with you about something that matters to you. And that is your meaning, your purpose. We all long to do work that matters. It is doable. It's not too late. It's not going to cost as much as you think. It's possible. It's not a big myth of luck. It's not the lucky lottery of life. It is intentionality. And we're going to help you figure out who you are, what you want to do, and how to get there. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Maureen, who's on the line in Greenville, New York. Maureen, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
I've been a nurse for 25 years full-time, and I want to take back some of my life and go per diem, but it's kind of scary.
Okay. Now, you obviously know what you're talking about. When you say full-time nurse to per diem, what does that mean?
That means I work by the day, so you give up the health benefits, and basically if they need you, you can work. If not, you don't get paid for the day.
All right.
But you make your own schedule.
Right. So that's very exciting for you, I can tell. but you're scared. What are you scared of? Let's just call it right out.
The security that you have of that regular paycheck, the routine.
But what's causing that fear? Are you not in a place financially that you can actually do what you want to do? Meaning, you're not in a place where you have savings, you've got debt, or are you in a place where financially you're fine, you can do it, but it just still feels scary? What is the situation?
I'm actually in a great place. We sold our house, so I'm actually in a good spot to do this, but it's still nerve-wracking after that many years to
great.
Then to go for it.
Great. Okay, but that's okay. So that's what we need to know. So let's just have fun with this. All right, let's make fun of your fear. Can we do that? Not you, your fear.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, let's make your fear feel silly. Do you have any debt, Maureen?
Yes.
How much?
About $15,000.
How much?
But we do have money in savings that we could pay it off.
How much money do you have in savings?
$30,000? Separate from 401k and other
money. No. We're not going to touch any 401k. So you have $30,000 in savings. You owe $15,000 in debt. Yep. What is the debt on?
A truck and a credit card.
Ah, interesting. And you just sold your house. How much money did you make when you sold the house?
$300,000.
Three.
We paid off a lot of debt, and we bought our house so that no mortgage.
Okay, so now you're debt-free with your home, and how much do you have left over of the $300,000?
In 401k?
No. I'm trying to make sure I understand. Did you spend all of the $300,000 on the new house and paying off some debt?
No, we still have the little bit of debt, but we have it in the bank. But we're kind of keeping it as a little cushion.
Okay, but you're not answering my question. I'm sorry. Let me be really clear. You made $300,000 on your house.
Yes.
You bought another house, cash.
Mm-hmm.
How much was left after you bought the house, cash?
About $100,000.
Okay. And I know that you just told me you have $30,000 in the bank. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that $100,000? You paid some debt off?
Yep, we paid off a car and we paid some other debts off.
All right, and is all that $100,000 gone now?
So what we have left is what we have left, what I told you.
Okay, the 30. Okay, got it. So so great. So I want you to pay off the $15,000 or sell the truck if you want to do it that way. Right? So there's a couple ways to skin this. So you need to get rid of the $15,000. And when you get rid of the $15,000, you're still going to have $15,000 in the bank. And and I want you to make sure you get that $15,000 up to the $30,000 again by you staying full-time as a nurse. Don't make this move to per diem until you have what you consider a very comfortable emergency fund. And it needs to at least be that 30. If that 30 represents 6 months emergency fund of living expenses for you and your husband, great. But hold on to the full-time nursing until you, because you have zero debt if you pay off the 15 and you have a 6 month emergency fund in the bank. You haven't touched your retirement. Then I want you to make the move to per diem. And there's nothing to be scared of. Take care of the debt. Trust me. You're going to feel so much better. 844-747-2577. Next, let's go to Colin, who's on the line in Anniston, Alabama. Colin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Colin. How can I help?
I got a quick career question for you. I want to run something by you.
Okay.
I am 24, graduated from university about 2 years ago, got a job with a manufacturing supplier doing some of their digital marketing as well as some support staff for them. And I enjoy what I do. I enjoy the people that I work with, but there's not a long-term career path with my current employer. I've been approached by a much larger digital advertising firm about an hour south of where I currently live. They've met with me twice, been very positive. If they offer me the job, do I take a job that's an hour and a half away from work or away from where I currently live for more pay, or do I stick it out where I am currently and try to look for something a little bit closer to where I currently live?
Are you married?
Yes, sir.
Do you have kids?
No.
Is your wife in a job that she absolutely is in love with?
50-50. her job does have an office in Birmingham where my new job could be located.
Interesting.
And we've discussed moving towards Birmingham in the next year or two because we do have family down there.
Okay, that was my next question. Is all of your family in Anniston, Alabama, at least your close family?
No, that's all back in Birmingham.
And that's where this new job offer is?
Yes.
That pays you a lot more money. How much more money?
Right now I'm making about 40, and I've went into both of the meetings about the position with a desired salary of close to, 50.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But the work itself you would love, and is there a path upward? Cause where you're at right now, there's no path.
Yes. Right. Yeah. The new job has a clear path. There's definitely room for growth.
All right,
within a year and a half.
All right. Let's just have fun. If I could give you this job right now, the one that's in Birmingham, and it was 50 plus, and it was doing the digital marketing, and I gave it to you today, and you didn't have to move, what would you say?
I would still drive for it. I'd still drive the two-hour commute for it.
No, I know, but I said, what if you didn't have that? What if you didn't have to drive, and I could just give it to you? Would you be excited?
Oh, yes, definitely.
All right, yeah, you missed the whole point of the question. The point is you need to move because you both have family in Birmingham. You've already discussed Birmingham as an option. You're a young couple. You have no children that are in school, so you're not uprooting. Your wife's mom doesn't live three houses over, so there's no massive problems there. I would take this job, and I would take it in a second, and I would move as soon as you're able to. And in the meantime, you can drive the hour each way. But I would take it and move to Birmingham. You got family there. This seems like a great opportunity. This is a no-brainer.
Okay. That's what we were thinking, but I just wanted to get an unbiased third party.
Oh, yeah.
Get that involved.
Absolutely, man. I think Birmingham is your new place. That's exciting stuff. Now, this is assuming that they offer the gig. Now, if they don't offer the gig, I think you need to be looking aggressively to get out of this current business. You're just not – there's no future there, so you don't owe them anything. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Folks, I'm going to tell you something on the Colin situation, because a lot of times people are looking at scenarios like that, like, what do I do? What do I do? Should I drive an hour each way? You know, unless you've got some very, very specialized family situation that would anchor you down, if you love the gig, I would never spend that much time in a car. Life is too short. Sacrifice somewhere else. Move 30 minutes away. Split the difference. If it's an hour away, who cares? You can go back and see people every once in a while. And you just don't ever want to limit yourself, I don't believe, to family holding you down just because, well, I want to live close to family. Well, I get it, but, you know, look, it's your life, not their life. It's your career, not their career. Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show, helping you discover what you were created to do and then come up with a plan to make that a reality. So if you are confused about what that is, give us a call. If you feel stuck, you have a good idea, you know what it is, but you think there's these circumstances in your life that don't allow you to get unstuck. Oh, I disagree. We can help you with a plan there. How many of you know what you want to do, but not quite sure the path forward? And some of you are just dealing with fear and doubt. Everybody's welcome on this show because everybody matters. You matter. You do have what it takes. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Beth, who's on the line in Tacoma, Washington. Beth, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I have a question about the proximity principle.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband and I were in baby step two right now, paying off some debt. And there's a job that would be closer to my dream job as a receptionist working for a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that this job would be a 35 to 40% pay cut.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so my question for you is whether or not this job would be worth it, because that would mean it would get me closer to my dream job, I guess. And then my other question is, should I be sacrificing the pay cut to get there? Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
It does make sense. The question is, do I take a step back financially to get closer to my dream job? It's just,
exactly.
It's that straightforward. And the answer to that is sometimes yes. In this situation, I just would like to push back a little bit and let's work through this together, if that's okay with you. What are you doing right now?
So I'm a cocktail waitress right now.
Okay, good. And you want to be a receptionist at a law firm. You know this is the dream gig. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
How much does that pay? Have you done any homework on that?
So the receptionist position will pay about $16 an hour.
Okay. And what are you making right now as a cocktail waitress?
With tips and the base minimum wage pay, it averages between $23 to $25 an hour.
Okay. All right. And what is this job that you've identified that makes you take a 35% pay cut? What is it?
So my dream job is to be a nonprofit consultant,
mm-hmm.
and the receptionist position, I'll be working with nonprofit organizations, working on bylaws and stuff like that. So I would be within that nonprofit realm.
Oh, okay. So you've identified a law firm that works with a lot of nonprofits.
Yes.
Aha. I like this. Folks, hey, this is kind of fun here. Beth, you've really done your homework here. You figured out, how do I get in proximity to working with a nonprofit? Well, wait a second. This law firm identified. That's really interesting to me. So, financially, have you run the numbers? I know you've run the numbers on the percentage cut, but how would that change your day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month budget? Have you gone that far?
Not super specific. I've talked to my husband a little bit about it, and we've run some general numbers. We'd go from eating, tacos to more like beans and rice type of thing, that what Dave Ramsey likes to talk about.
Yeah.
So,
all right, let me ask you this.
So it's doable, I guess.
I know, but I just was curious how much of a sacrifice that it is, and you just gave me a snapshot. So I'm sure you have, but I got to know the answer. Have you looked at other nonprofits in your area in Tacoma and looked at going directly to them instead of putting time in as a receptionist at a law firm that works with these folks? Or do you feel like the experience, because I just don't know how the receptionist experience itself prepares you. I understand it gets you talking to people that work at nonprofits, but I mean, I'm just curious if that's the right experience versus going to work for a nonprofit and getting in the door that way. That I'm more willing to see a pay cut. But just to go to a law firm, how do you think that the law firm position is going to get you a job at a nonprofit? Tell me.
So I've talked to a specific law firm, and there was a connection that I've made already that there's a nonprofit that the law firm is working with that they need help building strategy. It's a new nonprofit, and they need help. And so they've already emailed me and asked me if I'm available to help start this nonprofit. And I haven't really talked to the law firm specifically, but I'm curious whether or not they're, if I would work for the law firm, if they would be expecting me to volunteer my ideas and stuff like that, or if it, if the nonprofit would contract with me, or something
okay,
along
great.
Those lines.
So you need to get the answer to that, right?
That's
a get an answer today on that. Because I see how that would now, that gets you working directly with the nonprofit, which is a client of this new law firm, correct? Am I understanding this right? Okay. But again, I asked you a question and I honestly, I kept talking. So I'm going to shut up this time. have you looked into opportunities to move directly into working for an existing nonprofit somewhere in Tacoma?
It's something that I'm a little bit hesitant about because as of right now, I'm in school. So I'm in a nonprofit management certificate program getting certified.
Good.
And then I'm still working on my bachelor's degree in human services right now. So that would help me. I guess I'm a little bit hesitant approaching.
Because you don't think you're qualified.
Because I don't think I'm qualified.
Well.
Yep.
I got to tell you, you need to ask somebody that. Because here's the deal. They don't cross you off the list if you contact them and go, hey, here's my status. Here's what I ultimately want to do, which is why I'm contacting you, okay?
Right.
And I'm looking at taking this position over here, but, you know, I'm just wondering if there's an opportunity for me to move into an entry-level position for you right now while I'm still getting my certification, while I'm finishing my bachelor's. I don't think, they're not going to cross you off the list and go, well, you're not, you shouldn't even have called us because you don't even have your certification yet. They're not going to say that to you. You're looking for entry level. Here's my point. You can either go entry level for this law firm, which I think is a relevant position. I think you've done a very good job here of identifying an opportunity. But I also think you can't cancel yourself out for getting an entry level position with an actual nonprofit. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, all that said, there's two ways to go. Let's get right to your question. Now that I got all the facts. I'm okay if you feel like the sacrifice financially will get you where you ultimately want to go because it's an iron hot opportunity. Like it's hot right now. They want you. The law firm wants you, right? And so, you know, there's an opportunity now to take a step back financially, but it's a step forward professionally. And you guys can do it. And I'm okay with that. I did that. Okay. It's not always the way, but it is a way. However, the other option is you sit tight a little bit because you're young, okay? And you keep waiting tables. You finish the degree. You finish all those things. And you actually practice the proximity principle by volunteering when you're not waiting tables and home with hubby. You volunteer for a nonprofit you'd actually like to work for. And as volunteers, they're going to take you all day long. They don't need any qualifications for that. And you volunteer and get in good with them and build relationships. And you can do this for multiple nonprofits. See which one you have the biggest mission connection to, the biggest heart for. And you're still making good money as a cocktail waitress. You're not going backwards. You're still paying off debt. And you go that route. I got to tell you, I'd like you to try number two. But I'm okay if you want to go work for the law firm. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I don't think you have to go backwards financially in this particular situation. I think you can keep your cocktail waitress job, keep knocking out debt, get in proximity by volunteering. And by the way, folks, in my book, The Proximity Principle, which I'm going to give you a copy, Beth, okay, as my gift.
Awesome.
Because I write about this very situation specifically. This is a place for you to learn. It's one of the places I talk about in the book. And I unpack it. So, Beth, a place for you to learn is to volunteer. There's no pressure, right? You get to get in, you learn, you help, you figure out if it's the right place for you. I'd like you to do that. Keep making the nice money you're making as a cocktail waitress. That's what I prefer you do. But let me just say this.
Okay.
I'm going to cheer for you, and I believe in you, and you are the type of person that's going to make it. So I'm in support of whichever way you go. All right? So hold on the line, and you're going to get a copy of The Proximity Principle on me. Oh, that is fun. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Until the next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.